Blog Talk Radio.
Go into the devil with no protection and no coverage. They try to pray over people and prophesy over people without no protection or coverage. They try to preach to the church and do all of this, but they're not right with God. They don't have the blood of Jesus over them. And if you don't have the blood of Jesus, the devil can take you out. In verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God is looking for people that is ready for war. And when I say war, I mean praying warriors. People that don't mind waking up late at night, getting on their knees and praying for this fallen nation. He's looking for people that's walking by faith and not by sight. He's looking for somebody that's not wishy-washy, but steadfast and unmovable. He's looking for real warriors, doers of the word, not just hearers. Verse 13 and 14 reads, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand with, be able to withstand in evil days. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Meaning, after you've done everything, stand anyhow. Don't sit down and get too complacent. Because once you think you got everything together, they'll be coming on and snap everything away. There's never an end to this battle. As long as you have life in this body, the devil will always be ready for war. And that's why you have to get ready and stay ready. Now in verse 14, I didn't know what your loins girt means, so I looked it up. And I came across this image of this man wearing a tunic, which is a long dress. Before battle, they had to grab the material and tie it in front of them. This gives them the ability to move, basically preparing themselves for battle. So God said, gird up your loins with truth, meaning prepare yourself so when hard times come, you can be able to stand with truth. And how do you make preparations? By reading and studying the word, by praying on a daily basis, by having faith and trust in God, and most importantly, by having a relationship with God. We as young people need to get ready and stay ready. We need to stand for what's right. And that's God. The affirmation is so smart, but we tend to follow the wrong crowd. We tend to get influenced so easily. We don't know how to follow, be a leader and follow. We always follow after other people. And I just want us to have a mind set to God. Your heart has to be right. Your spirit has to be right. The only way the Holy Spirit is reading your Bible. Coming to church. Yeah. And not just coming and sitting in here, but coming and with God what He desires is to pray. You have to pray to God with your whole heart. Not just saying words, but really actually reading your words. Since I was a little girl, the pastor always told me that I was going to be speaking and God, and I think I was different from my sister because I took church seriously. Nobody noticed that. But when I was little girl, I remember me going to the bathroom at the age of 7, getting on my knees and praying and calling out to God. I always had a desire to do the work of God. And I can't wait to get to that place where I can break some chains in people's lives. So I can break the chains off of my life. I'm just so ready. I'm ready. And I just want to play this song for the young people. And I heard it at the thing that he did, the tie, and I just love that song so much. I was listening to it when I was
Thank you. Amen. This.
And if they wrong you,
It's dysfunctional because they fight all the time. That too. But it's dysfunctional when you can't bring your children to come serve God in your house, especially when they're young kids. Even if it's a one-parent house and you're trying to serve God and you leave your children home, that's your responsibility. You fall in lack on them. You might as well be a deadbeat dad or a deadbeat mom. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Give your child the best of everything. God is the best of everything. Clothes is not the best of everything. Not shoes and good shoes is not the best of everything. When you give your child Christ, you have given them the best of everything. And you do not give your child glory. Understand, praise God, amen. What Ephesians 6 and 5 is 6 chapter 1 through, I think you went to 12, is saying, when if their children obey your parents in the Lord, before he even got to put on the full armor, he already told you what to do. That's why you need the full armor. That's why you need the word. That's why you need prayer. And that's why you need church attendance so you can obey your parents. Parents don't provoke.